The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers are 4-1 in conference play and 7-2 overall. Wisconsin visits Maryland on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, appreciative of the efforts by players and coaches last week, and looking forward to having a good week of preparation and going out to Maryland and play, and also, you know, take this opportunity to express my thoughts and prayers for Coach Kill and his family.
Thank you, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, let's start things off here by taking a look at your opponent for this weekend. You know, what have you seen on film so far from Maryland, and what are you looking forward to this weekend when the teams meet?
Well, I mean, you're looking forward to another opportunity to play and for us to go on the road. And I think when you watch the tape and when you watch it, you kind of focus on three different segments. That's their defense, offense, and their special teams. And what you see is, or what we've seen and what we believe is, it's a team that's got a lot of really talented, good football players. And, you know, I think offensively, they, you know, their scheme presents challenges, and they've been doing a heck of a job of running the football. I think that, you know, defensively, you see a number of really highly skilled, I think, high-level players. And I think they're playing fast and with energy. And, you know, the special teams, they've got a couple guys that just make them different. And so I think it's, then you also in the special teams, you see their overall, I think, athleticism. So it's going to be another game in the Big Ten where it's going to be a heck of a challenge, and we got to have a great week of preparation to give ourselves a chance to have a chance on Saturday.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, how is Corey doing after being able to play last week? I read something about some soreness.
Yeah, and we'll see. You know, yesterday, we practice on Mondays, but it's not anything strenuous, really. And so today we'll get a good gauge on exactly where he's at.
What'd you think of his celebration after that touchdown?
Well, I mean, you don't want anything to, you know, where you give a 15-yard penalty. And yet, I do believe him that it was, I think there was a lot of pent up, whatever, emotions. And you know, I think we can kind of, Corey knows it. I mean, how do you channel that or unleash it when it comes out? So, I think it's a lesson that, you know, Corey can learn, but really everyone can learn on it and move forward.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Ryan Dunleavy from Gazette, New Jersey.
Coach?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Sorry, the line didn't seem like it was open.
Okay. I heard a phone ring. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, so did I. If you could just talk about the job you guys did on defense against Rutgers quarterback Chryst Laviano. He had come in as one of the more efficient passers and completion percentage in the Big Ten and 4-for-14. What did you guys do to confuse him a little bit there? And second part is, how different is Rutgers' offense to defend with and without Leonte Carew?
Well, I think, you know, our defense has been playing at a high level. And this week we'll be presented with different challenges and reflecting back on the Rutgers. I thought it was an example of, we believed it was really good team defense. You know, I think everyone doing their 111th, and when that happens, you give yourselves a chance. And I thought there was times when we were able to get some pressure on them, and there was times when we were able to challenge, contest the throws, and I think all that led to a good performance by our defense. And so hopefully, we build on the things that we're doing well. Like I said, we're going to be challenged. It's just the neat thing about a season. In each game, you're presented different challenges, and there's areas that we can still grow and get better at defensively. And so hopefully we take steps in that direction this week and put together a good game, offense, defense, and special teams on Saturday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter from St. Paul Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time. I know that you mentioned at the start about, thoughts and prayers with Coach Gill. Is there any well wish kind of beyond that you'd like to pass on? And I don't know how much your paths have crossed, but what do you think of him as a football coach, and are there any stories that come to mind?
Well, certainly, I've never, I've had the recent, fortune of meeting him in the meetings, knew more of Coach Kill by through one mutual friend who he worked with, and then just from being around the game and studying it and knowing, I think he's a heck of a football coach. He's a football guy. It's more than just coach. I think the way that from the outside looking in, that he respected the game and was in it for his players, and you admire that. It's been more for me personally. It's been more from a distance. I remember studying tape of different places he was at, and when you study it and you look at it, I think you kind of see an identity of teams, and it was always admired that, and certainly don't know much, of what's going on, but other than the obvious you read about, and yet you hope the best for him and his family.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.